Good morning, Rikishim Chayot on Maklal Samach Ches. And we're learning Sif Chavdalad. So here the Chayotim deals with the question where there is a mitzvah which has a prod in it, which, if it's possible to do, one is mechuyev to do it. When a case where it's not possible to do, can a person do the mitzvah without it? Or should a person just wait to do the mitzvah at a different time, not do the mitzvah at all? The source of the question was regarding to the loch of smicha by korban. Smicha by korban is not ma'akev in the kashrus of the korban, but a person l'chachil is supposed to do smicha. And the more it says, like we said before, that a person doesn't do smicha, it's like you have shiri mitzvah which are not ma'akev, but Chazal says like it's ma'akev because it's ma'akev the kapora, kilu l'kipur. So mitzvah sheish la'onof. The mitzvah which has a branch to it, literally, which has a side point. Shekasher yirtze lasers mitzvah zutzorach lasers mikad and mitzvah cheres al bishav b'yevet enu ma'akev. In order to do mitzvah B, you have to do mitzvah A first, and then you're supposed to do the order as A, then B. If you don't have A and it's not possible, you can B, you're still kosher. You do smicha, and then you do hakrabas korban. If there's any possibility where a person could do this other detail, in our example, the smicha of the korban, one cannot say since the korban is kosher without smicha, we will be makar with the korban without smicha. This is part of the conversation where the regards to shechting a behema on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. If the person doesn't have offer available to do Kisei Adam, the person shouldn't shecht. Even though if the person shechts, he doesn't have offer. You should say he's potter because he's an onus. He doesn't have an opportunity to do the mitzvah. But you don't put yourself into that situation. The chachilo. So also lasses a mitzvah and she also mikadim onuf. If, however, this is we're suggesting you that you should do this other part of the mitzvah first, it's impossible to do. It's totally removed from possibility. So then, so if it's ma'akev of the mitzvah, so you can't do the mitzvah because the mitzvah without it is not kosher. Here we're saying the mitzvah without it is kosher. So, but that you have no right to do the mitzvah improperly, l'chadchila. So in the case, you have no option to do the l'chadchila, to do this extra part of it. So you do without it. In a case where you have the option to do it, you must do that other part. If you have no option to do that other part, so then you say you're an onus, and you do what you can. And since it's not ma'akev the kima mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So the example which the Gemara gives is based on the discussion regards to smicha on the animal. We mentioned in regards to shechting on Yom Tov, a person doesn't have the offer necessary for kisei adam. When a person shechs a wild animal, like a deer or something of that sort, or a person shechs a bird, the Torah says there's a mitzvah to cover the blood, but kisei be offer. And now on Yom Tov, that might be problematic. That offer might be muksa. You don't have offer available. The process of getting offer is digging it from the ground, which is problematic. So that's the discussion we have. If a person doesn't have offer mukha, doesn't have before Yom Tov, he didn't set aside dirt for this purpose, he shouldn't shech the chatchila. Putting on a bag of four corners, you have a mitzvah to put in tzitzis first before you do that. Let's say the tzitzis aren't available, you're an onus regarding putting in tzitzis, so then you're allowed to put on the bag out of four corners, even though you don't have tzitzis in it. Because you're an onus, you can't do the mitzvah. But if you can do the mitzvah, obviously you can't do that. So that's some Rishonim draw a parallel between the case of tzitzis and the case of smicha. There are some differences between the two. And the pair comparison is not perfect. So the scenario which would be relevant is that a person has a case. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to put tzitzis in your bag. There's no issur in the Torah to wear a bag without tzitzis. The mitzvah is to put tzitzis in the bag. let's say the person has a talus or an item of clothing which is square, and he has tzitzis in it. One of the tzitzis tore while it was Shabbos. So in Shabbos, you may not put tzitzis in. It's a malacha d'oraisa of kosher, of tying something. So one, the mitzvah of tzitzis does not override the avera of Shabbos. Shabbos is not just eset d'chalosa tzei, it's a losa tzei which has a chi of skila, which has Mrs. Bezin, you don't say it's the Cholos HaZeh. So, you can't put tzitzis in. Are you allowed to continue wearing the garment? The answer is yes. There's no issue wearing the garment. There's a mitzvah to put in tzitzis. On Shabbos, you're an owner, so you can't put in tzitzis. You continue wearing the baggage, even though you're not doing the mitzvah. So, you have an option of doing the mitzvah. After Shabbos, you'll do the mitzvah. So, arguably, that's like we're saying over here, if I have a different opportunity to do smicha later, I shouldn't be makram that without smicha. I shouldn't wear this baggage without tzitzis. But by tzitzis, we say it's mutter, and over here we say it's osur. The Achronim grapple with the differences, multiple answers. We're not going to get involved in that. So, this is the concept that the Chayyarim is presenting over here. And be aware that there are some Achronim who disagree with the Chayyarim. And they'll understand the idea of tosis differently. That if you're an onus, you're not mechuyev to wait and try and find a different opportunity how to do the mitzvah. You just go ahead and do it as is without that part, since b'di'evad that part is not ma'akev. A practical shayla, a person should ask their local Orthodox rabbi. Meanwhile, have a good day.